Well, now, tonight's guest is royalty. A West Country lad, he is a British A&R music producer and publisher who has been a luminary of the music and film scene for many a year as a press agent, A&R head, artist manager, film music producer and publisher. He was the music supervisor of films including The Last Emperor, Absolute Beginners and Naked Lunch. We will be finding out how he keeps his youthful looks and what this major name is doing these days. Well, I did say earlier that he's royalty, didn't I? So let's have a proper special effect to see that in. Okay, all going well then so far. Now then, he discovered Elton John and introduced him to Bernie Taupin. The rest, as they say, is history. It is our unrestrained pleasure to introduce you to Mr. Ray Williams. Well, thank you, lads. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Ray Williams, how are you?
And it's great to be here. Thank you very much for having me. And that was a wonderful introduction.
Well, thank you. That's for, made me blush. But of course, you can't see that on radio, so you'll just have to take my word for it, won't you? Okay. So, Ray, first of all, I know you're all the way out in deepest United States of America. But of course, you originally are from the UK. You're Elton's first manager and Bernie Taupin, I guess, for that reason as well. You've obviously got... there's a lot that we want to talk about in this programme, and we're really, really thrilled that you've joined us today. But I have to ask you, start off with a question which comes from the ladies, OK? They would like to know, they being many millions of them, what is your exact age and how do you keep your youthful looks? Is there a face cream that you can recommend? I just have to get this out of the way.
No, it's ridiculous, really. I am. Elton's 3 months older than me. And so I'm a really old old fella, but I still play golf and I still keep fit. And I don't know, I've just been very, very lucky, and I've still got my hair, which is amazing. And I could just about get around, so I'm very, very lucky.
Are you quite sporty? Because from what I see of you in the photos, you look, you know, really, really sort of a light, really. I mean, not in an incendiary sort of way when I say a light. I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, do you a lot of exercise and stuff like that?
Well, I do. I mean, I try to play golf as much as I can. I got injured a number of months ago, so I was unable to play. But I started to play again. And I try and play two or three times a week. And... I go to the range and I can't run because I injured my knees. That's why I took up golf. I used to run marathons, half marathons. I used to play soccer. I used to do cycle racing years ago. Mm-hmm. So I was always fairly fit. Oh. And of course, a lot of those sports don't mix with the rock and roll business.
Well, you mentioned the knees, of course, and of course that's something that Elton himself is currently suffering with. But I understand that this very month he's getting that sorted, so he's in good hands, in healing hands. So there's a song title for you. He's in healing hands, exactly. Yeah. So we wish him all the very best, and I'm sure you would like to share those thoughts with us as well.
Absolutely. Getting old is not much fun, but knee problems, hip problems, all of that. It's very, very tough.
Yeah.
A lot of work to get fit again. So I wish him all the best in the world.
Superb. Now, it's not every day I call the shots and tell Ray what to do, ladies and gentlemen, but today I have to. I think you've managed to...
We'd love to offer you the full interview, and you can hear it all. Visit Elton John World or go straight to our launch pad at radioeltonjohn.world. Radio Elton John now reaches 90 countries, and the list is growing. We welcome Elton fans from the USA, Europe, Australia, Brazil, Africa, South Korea, India, Ukraine, Thailand, Egypt, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and many others. Elton's world is a big world. Subscribe today from eltonjohn.world.